Radio was the first mass medium. But how does it work?
It's as marvelous and as simple as this.
Peter Tilden.
At 10!
Good morning. Peter Tilden at 10 begins right now. Brought to you by Sit and Sleep. They're having a giant adjustable bed sale. It would be a good time to get an adjustable bed because they'll beat anyone's advertised price. Your mattress is free. Jewelry, anything in that realm, Mitch's Royal Gems. He's got the middlemen all gone because he makes the jewelry right there. He's having a huge January blowout. You will save so much money. And American Vision Windows, free upgrade to the sound package. It's five times as much glass as what you're living with now. So it changes your quality of life, keeps out the noise, and it keeps out the cold. It lowers your electric bill and improves the security and the beauty of your home. So I was going to start the show talking about the debate last night, and we'll get that to that in a minute. I'd like to discuss that with you. The obvious question, who won, who lost big time? I sat down and Engineer Steve said right away, did you watch the debate? Yes, every minute of the debate, because somebody up there may be the next president of the United States, and you kind of want a heads up on that. So feel free to call on that. But I got to mention the fact that I'm sitting here looking at the Dow Jones Industrial Average down almost 500 points. And I've already gotten calls from friends today, and people are starting to freak out and why and how and what. And I'm no genius when it comes to the stock market. And I don't have money invested in the stock market because right now it's all tied up in linens and toilet paper and paper towels and an orange, okay, and college educations and gas and cars and leases and loans, okay? That's where my money is. But I got to say, and if there's anybody out there who's a financial expert, I'm sitting here, I've done this show for a long time, and just recently there were bailouts, repeated bailouts in Europe. You've still got Greece, Portugal, and Spain who aren't magically doing that great. They've been bailed out repeatedly. So Europe, the austerity restrictions, when you impose austerity on a country, because we say we're going to bail you out, but there's austerity there, you got to pull back. Well, that restricts growth. So Europe is suffering from that right now. That hasn't been a rebound yet. China, we know what's happening in there. The Chinese capital controls are taking the control. Wealthy people keep shouting about this. And if you keep reading it online, the fact that we have $1.2 trillion in student debt that the government is on the hook for. That's us, $1.2 trillion. And the defaults affect us. And the fact that young people cannot buy homes and cars because they have student loans and student debt that they got to pay off. Then you got the unemployment figures that come out that look encouraging, but if you're a discouraged worker and you've stopped looking, or you're part-time and you want to be full-time, you're not counted. So they're a little bit rosier than the numbers show. Retail sales are dropping. You see that stores are closing. You see that Walmart's going to be closing some stores now. Factory orders have dropped, and U.S. export growth is weakening. You add that all together, and again, me not being a Mensa member when it comes to the economy, it smells kind of real. I'm hoping I'm wrong, but the stock market always, the brokers call and they say, Peter, you know, you're missing out. You should invest in this and invest in that. And it's like throwing money at something blind for me. If I don't know the company, if I don't know what it's about, I'm taking somebody's word for it. And it's kind of scary. And a lot of people have made a lot of money in the market, and you can't keep your money in cash because how do you keep up with inflation? But here we are again. We're looking at a 500-point drop. Now, I'm hoping for the economy that there are some rebounds happening after the holidays or maybe even later today. But we've got some major situations that exist that don't look like they're going to go away so quickly. And when I saw that retail sales were down over the holidays and started reading, well, it's because it was warmer than expected, so people didn't buy jackets and clothing. And I thought, how much of it is that? How much of it is because I didn't buy a jacket? You know, I didn't need new underpants. Is that if I'm not buying a coat, does that really make a huge difference in the overall economy? I think it's more Europe and China and the vanishing middle class that we keep talking about here and wages. And like I said, my kids, student debt is going to take them. How are they buying a house in Los Angeles in the next 15 years, right? How are a lot of people in this room buying a house in the next 15 years in Los Angeles? So that all seems real to me. So I just thought I'd start, not with doom and gloom, but when you're looking at another 500-point drop and the fact that since 2016 started, the market has been dropping, it's concerning. It's a little bit concerning. The debate last night I thought was excellent. I had such a great time sitting there eating, watching it, yelling at my family to be quiet because I'm listening. Nothing better than that. Winners and losers, 800-222-5222. We're going to have, as we always do after debate, Dr. Todd Graham on. He is the director of debate at Southern Illinois University. His teams have won a national championship for the last 3 years. He is recognized as a national debate coach of the year. This is a guy who knows debating, and he doesn't have a bias. He doesn't care who's – he doesn't have a horse in the race at this point. He just kind of gives us the insight in who debated well or not. My take on it is that Donald has changed. Donald has pulled back. He's not making faces as much. He's got more heart. He's listening more. He's inserted himself more. He disappeared in the last couple of debates. Remember when they started talking foreign policy? He takes mini vacations. Last night, he was all over it. He was in there all the time. Ted Cruz, more than all over it. Ted had the number one talk time. He was on for 18 minutes. So I think Ted did well. He's a smart guy. Whether you like him or not, he's really smart. Debate champion. Knows what he's doing. And took Donald to lunch on the birther question. I'll play the clip in a minute. Rubio also did really well last night. Inserted himself. He needed to get into the fray, and he did. And I predicted that the day before, that there would be attacks on him. Chris Christie, I thought, did well. I don't think it's going to make a difference at this point. Jeb Bush probably had his best debate ever, but it's a little bit late, I'm thinking. And Ben Carson, I think, took a hit of anesthesia or something before he got on there, because he was really, wow. All of his answers involved, let the military do what they do. It was pretty wild. The only funny laugh, if you didn't see the whole debate, was if someone mentions your name while they're talking during their 90 seconds, you're allowed to reply. Ben Carson said, I'm allowed to reply. They mentioned me. And he said, how did they mention you? And he said, well, the last person said everybody, and I'm part of everybody. So I get to talk at this point. Here is Ted Cruz going nuclear over Donald Trump and the birther issue.
My friend Donald said that he had had his lawyers look at this from every which way, and there was no issue there. There was nothing to this birther issue. Now, since September, the Constitution hasn't changed. But the poll numbers have. And I recognize that Donald is dismayed that his poll numbers are falling in Iowa. But the facts and the law here are really quite clear. Under longstanding U.S. law, the child of a U.S. citizen born abroad is a natural-born citizen. If a soldier has a child abroad, that child is a natural-born citizen. That's why John McCain, even though he was born in Panama, was eligible to run for president. If an American missionary has a child abroad, that child is a natural-born citizen. That's why George Romney, Mitt's dad, was eligible to run for president, even though he was born in Mexico. At the end of the day, the legal issue is quite straightforward, but I would note that the birther theories that Donald has been relying on, some of the more extreme ones insist that you must not only be born on U.S. soil, but have two parents born on U.S. soil. Under that theory, not only would I be disqualified, Marco Rubio would be disqualified, Bobby Jindal would be disqualified, and interestingly enough, Donald J. Trump would be disqualified. Because Donald's mother was born in Scotland. She was naturalized. Now, Donald...
But I was born here.
On the issue of citizenship, Donald...
Big difference.
On the issue of citizenship, Donald, I'm not going to use your mother's birth against you.
Okay, good. Because it wouldn't work.
Which was a pretty interesting moment. We'll take your calls. Who won? Who lost? 800-222-5222. We'll talk to Dr. Todd Graham right after we do traffic first on the Force.
I found myself standing here and mimicking the Donald smirk.
You can see his face. Although he's been really... I'm curious what Dr. Graham thinks. Somebody got to Donald and said, don't do the facial reactions, don't do the cheap shots, be above the fray. And I thought he was last night for the most part. That got him a little irked, however.
I love the facial reactions, though.
Yeah, great facial. They should put together a compilation of Donald's facial reactions. So what's happening?
Oh, we've got a few problems on the road, but they're getting a little bit better. 71 southbound had been shut down at Pine. They had the left lane open, as Bill Thomas mentioned just before he left, and... They're starting to open up more lanes there, fortunately. I have a traffic break, San Bernardino 210 westbound past State. Some metal in the road. 5 southbound, slow from the 2 down past the 110. And they had a traffic break going on the 10 at Atlantic. That was on the eastbound side. 10 westbound side, a fender bender at Western. Traffic slow from Arlington to National. Sounds like a cemetery. In-N-Out Burgers, a place where each burger has been made the same way since that very first one hit the grill back in 1948. Fresh, made to order, with only the highest quality ingredients. In-N-Out, that's what a hamburger's all about. Only KABC has traffic first on the 4s. Next report's coming up at 10:24, but right now we head back to Peter Tilden at 10, John Wolf, 790 KABC.
Thank you, John. I will take your calls in a moment. 800-222-5222. Who won, who lost the debate? But Dinah talked to Dr. Todd Graham about the debate. How are you, sir?
I'm great. How about yourself?
I'm great. It was a fun, God, it was a fun debate to watch, an interesting debate. I love that it's now whittled down to 7, and then it'll be whittled down, hopefully, to fewer and really get to some meat. And I think that made a difference for me. So can we start out with the big losers?
The big loser. The big loser was Ted Cruz.
Really? Now, see, you always blow me away, because in everything I'm reading, either Cruz or Trump or Rubio did well last night. Why would you say Ted Cruz is the loser?
Because everything you're reading is by people who aren't me. I do this for a living. I watch debates for a living. I've been to 300 different tournaments. I watch people. I understand persuasion. Here's why Cruz was a loser last night. Because every single time he decided that he wanted to go after someone who couldn't defend themselves. In other words, when he would go after Clinton or he would go after Obama, and anybody can do that, they're not on the stage. But when he went after somebody on stage, specifically Donald Trump got the best of him.
Even there, even with the birther issue?
Especially with that issue. Would you like me to explain why?
Sure.
Here's the thing. Trump did 2 intelligent things with the birther issue. The first is he said, it's not me, it's them. Just like, you know, when you get in trouble at home for eating the cookie and you tell your wife, it wasn't me, it was the kids. Well, Trump's like, it's not me, it's the mean Democrat liberal lawyers who say that you're probably not born here. And here's how he used that argument. He said, it's not that I will ever challenge you, but that if you were our nominee, you would indeed get challenged in court. And that's not fair to the Republican Party to tie up our new president in court for who knows how long. Now, here's the biggest mistake Cruz made. So I thought that was a brilliant argument. He deflected away from himself. He said, it's not me. It's those mean liberals. So how did Cruz answer this? Cruz, who's supposed to know better in debates, Cruz said, well, you know what, Donald? You're getting your information from mean liberal lawyers like these Harvard lawyers.
Right.
Yeah, that's exactly the point, Ted. That's what Donald was saying. It's these mean liberal lawyers who are going to put you in court. It was one of the worst answers that Cruz gave all night, and I don't think he understood Trump's comment at all.
Now, the New York thing really, really did kill him, where he, if you didn't hear it, can I play a little clip of that?
Yeah, please play the end if you can, because that's my favorite part. If not, I've got it memorized. I'll do it for you.
All right, give a listen.
Because he insulted a lot of people. I've had more calls on that statement that Ted made. New York is a great place. It's got great people. It's got loving people, wonderful people. When the World Trade Center came down, I saw something that no place on earth could have handled more beautifully, more humanely than New York. You had two 110-story buildings come crashing down. I saw them come down. Thousands of people killed, and the cleanup started the next day, and it was the most horrific cleanup probably in the history of doing this and in construction. I was down there, and I've never seen anything like it. And the people in New York fought and fought and fought, and we saw more death and even the smell of death. Nobody understood it, and it was with us for months, the smell, the air. And we rebuilt downtown Manhattan, and everybody in the world watched, and everybody in the world loved New York and loved New Yorkers. And I have to tell you, that was a very insulting statement that Ted made.
So that was based on Ted Cruz saying that not a lot of conservatives come out of Manhattan, and he had prefaced it by basically alluding to the fact that Donald is not really conservative, doesn't have the street cred of a conservative. He's really a liberal who comes out of there. And that was part of Donald's answer, which forced Ted Cruz to actually applaud Donald's answer.
Well, that was both a fake applause, but you're also missing the inarticulation of Cruz. Here's where Cruz really hurt himself. It wasn't with the conservative comment. It was this direct quote. I think most people know what New York values are, their money and the media. And then with that aloof attitude, he stated, Cruz said, the concept of New York values is not difficult to figure out. So it was basically an insult. And I thought that Trump said two smart things. The first is one of the greatest conservatives of all time and a thinker, William F. Buckley, came from New York, which was great. But the second one was, do you know what New York values are? He reminded us without saying the word. They're American values, because that's who got attacked on 9/11 was New York. And how dare you throw them under the bus right now? I thought it was a brilliant moment.
It was a brilliant moment.
And he wiped that smirk right off
Ed Cruz's
face. All right,
let's talk. We'll take your calls also more with Dr. Todd Graham. We'll take a brief break. I want to see who Dr. Todd Graham thought won the night. We know who the middle of the pack was. He'll probably surprise me with who won. He always does. I'll take your calls, 800-222-5222. Who won the debate in your eyes? Who lost the debate? Next with Peter Tilden at 10 when we continue.
Hey, this is Dr. Drew.
And I'm Mike Catherwood.
And on the next Midday Live, in addition to your calls, we'll be discussing actor Chris Pratt. Mike, he will only eat what he hunts and kills this next year.
That's awesome. I mean, Joe Rogan's been doing that for a couple years.
Is that true?
Yeah.
He only eats what he hunts and kills?
Yeah, and he provides his family with it.
All right, what do you all think about that? Again, we'll take your calls. Midday Live, Dr. Drew, Mike Catherwood on Talk Radio 790 KBC.
It's the mattress sale that'll help you adjust your attitude every night. It's Sit and Sleep's adjustable bed sale this Friday through Monday only.
I don't think I'm going to be able to mentally adjust to this sale, Larry.
We're adjusting prices on every adjustable bed in stock, up to $1,300 off. Adjustable beds aren't for just people with gray hair. They're for anyone who wants the freedom to sit up and read or watch TV, sleep with your head raised to reduce snoring, or put your feet up to take the pressure off your lower back.
This adjustable sale is breaking my back, Larry.
Save up to $1,300 on adjustable beds from Simmons, Sealy, and Serta. Even twin size sets starting at just $799.
I better adjust my dosage of medication.
Plus, with your good credit, get 2 years of interest-free financing with your minimum monthly payment.
I'm going to have to adjust my life insurance policy, because you're killing me, Larry.
So don't miss Sit and Sleep's adjustable bed sale this Friday through Monday only. Sit and Sleep will beat anyone's advertised price, or your mattress is free. Now open in San Clemente.
Looking to save money on Medicare Part D? Switch your prescriptions to Walgreens. With copays as low as $1, you could be looking at some real savings. And now you can preview the cost of your scripts before you fill with Walgreens' new Medicare prescription copay quote. And that's kind of a big deal. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Quotes subject to change and available only for select Part D plans. $1 copay applies to Tier 1 generics.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Call Quicken Loans now to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
KABC does traffic first on the 4s when you need it most. 105 westbound at Nash. It's west of the 405, west of Sepulveda, in fact. Car took on the center divider, but it could have been a lot worse. He just missed a construction worker. 110 northbound at Manchester. They're playing spin the ladder in the left lane. And up in Ventura, 101 northbound at Johnson Drive. Oh, my gosh, a children's plastic play kitchen in the lanes. Traffic, be extra careful there. And 10 westbound at Arlington. Traffic still slow from Arlington over to National. Only KABC has traffic first on the 4s. Next report coming up at 10:34. John Wolf, 790 KABC.
Diets don't work, and here's how I prove it to you. Look at the spokespeople for the famous diets. They're back for the second and third time. That, you know what that tells you? They lost the weight. And by the way, these wealthy stars who endorse those diets, they have trainers, they have dietitians, they have nutritionists, so they you know what they do. And then they can't keep the weight off. They gain it back. That's proof that diets don't work. You want to lose weight. You want to keep it off. You need a medically supervised Lean for Life program that's about losing the weight and keeping it off. Somebody who's been helping people lose weight since 1971 successfully. It's Lindora. They're clinically proven. It's safe. It's fast. It's easy. They helped me lose 27 pounds. You don't have to count points or drink potions or have surgery. Just straightforward results from medical experts you can trust. You can lose 3 to 5 pounds a week. You'll look better, feel better, improve your health. And right now, Lindor is offering an incredible special to help you jumpstart your new year. For a limited time, get 30% off Lindor's Lean for Life weight loss programs. That's 30% off if you're ready to look better and feel better and, most importantly, be healthier. Call 1-800-LINDORA today. That's 1-800-LINDORA.
News. Talk. Evolve. 790 KABC.
Peter Tilden at 10 continues. Rich, Paul, everybody else, I'll get to your calls in a minute. I just want to finish up with Dr. Graham, Director of Debate at Southern Illinois University, and been recognized twice as National Debate Coach of the Year.
Start spreading the news.
All right, so in New York, New York, I guess Ted Cruz is not going to have a lot of people voting for him in New York City.
No.
He's alienated that whole market. Who won the debate last night? You surprised me with saying Cruz lost the debate. Who won the debate?
You know what? It's the first time I've said this, and I never thought it was going to come out of my mouth, but Trump won that debate. Donald Trump absolutely won that debate, and it was for a couple of main reasons. The first is his main competition is what he's worried about in that debate. He doesn't need to worry about the other people on stage. He needs to worry about Ted Cruz. So when it came to Ted Cruz versus Donald Trump won every exchange. But the other reason he won is because, by golly, he's getting a little bit better. There's a technique I teach called the backward step pivot forward. Here's what that means. When you're attacked, you basically defend yourself with your backward step, and then you pivot that same topic somehow into offense for yourself. So it's how to turn defense into offense. Here's what Trump did when he was talked about South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley criticizing him, which had been all in the news for the last day.
Yep.
She criticized him in her answer to Obama's State of the Union, and she said that it's tempting to follow the siren call of the angriest voices. And everyone sort of agreed until Trump spoke last night in the debate. And Trump owned it. He took a backward step and he said, you know, I was called angry in that. And then I thought about it and I decided she's right. It's not an insult. In fact, we should be angry. And then turned the pivot forward into we should be angry because the economy's bad. We should be angry because Obama doesn't care. We should be angry because, of course, as Trump says, we're losing. I thought it was brilliant. I thought he turned a negative into a positive. And as you said earlier, he had less facial expressions that were a bit odd. It was by far Trump's best.
He also used humor. He was charming. I think a lot of people were surprised. People who hate him said to me today, you know what? He was kind of charming, he was kind of smart, kind of funny, and came off smarter than he had in the past because of what you just said. He didn't go for the, you know what? The only time he dropped to being the old Donald Trump was when Jeb Bush jumped in talking about the the Muslim issue. And by the way, everybody on the stage disagreed with Donald that you can't keep out all Muslims because you've got a lot of countries that are allies with Muslims. You also need to co-opt Muslims to help us fight the bad guys, etc. But
Where Cruz is the weakest, though. If Ted Cruz wants to beat Donald Trump, he has to pick Donald Trump's worst arguments and disagree with them. But the problem for Cruz is his ideas are equally outrageous of banning anyone from a war-torn country. So Ted Cruz is really like a rock behind a hard place. Every time that Donald Trump has a bad idea, Ted Cruz's idea is almost equally bad. So he's unable to pick on Donald on his worst ideas. And frankly, you're right. That was about Donald's only bad moment of the debate. The
only
rest
bad
of them
moment.
Were really good.
Yeah, he said that because he defaulted back to lazy. You have no energy. And I guess somebody got to him and said, you know what? You're better than that. You're smarter than that. Dr. Todd Graham, thank you for coming on. Todd is the director of debate at Southern Illinois University. His teams have won a national championship for the last 3 years. He's been recognized twice as the national debate champion, and he's, as I said, at Southern Illinois University. Thank you for your insight. I'll take your calls next when Peter Tilden at 10 continues. 800-222-5222.
KABC News is live and local at 10:30. I'm Jeff Whittle, and a 17-year-old boy and two young men pleaded not guilty this morning to the shooting death of a Downey police officer back on November 18th during their brief appearance in a Norwalk courtroom today. They're due back in court February 5th. Officer Ricardo Galvez was allegedly killed during a botched robbery while sitting in his own car in a parking lot next to the Downey police station. Last night's Republican presidential debate was more combative than the five previous debates as the Iowa caucuses draw near.
Not a lot of conservatives come out of Manhattan.
The gloves were off at last night's Fox Business Network GOP debate, with Donald Trump questioning Ted Cruz's presidential eligibility.
Very, very fine constitutional attorneys that feel that because he was not born on the land, he cannot run for office.
And Cruz hitting the Donald's hometown.
I think most people know exactly what New York values are.
The other candidates fought to stand out as alternatives to the front runners, taking aim at a common target.
Story time with Barack Obama.
This president is undermining the constitutional basis of this government.
I'm Reed Binion.
Walmart shuttering several stores here in Southern California due to poor sales, and they're going closing the doors soon.
Walmart stores on Crenshaw Boulevard in L.A. and 5th Street in Long Beach will close this Sunday. Meanwhile, the Walmart neighborhood market on Cesar Chavez will also shut down Sunday. Other Walmart neighborhood markets on Lincoln Avenue in Altadena, Eastern Avenue in Bell Gardens, Carson Street in Hawaiian Gardens, and Highland Avenue in San Bernardino will close for good next Wednesday. The retailer is closing 154 stores nationwide. Overall, 269 Walmarts worldwide are being eliminated. Tom Perumian, KABC News.
Talk Radio 790 KABC Sports. Golden State beat the Lakers 116-98 last night. Warriors now 37-3 on the season. LA falls to 9-32. The LA Kings will host Ottawa tomorrow afternoon. Catch all the action right here on KABC starting at 12:30 p.m. That's sports on the home of the LA Kings, 790 KABC. We'll have traffic, a market check, weather, and more Tilden at 10 next. KABC News Time, 1032.
If you're retired or retiring soon, listen to Money Matters with Ken Morafe every Saturday and Sunday from 1 to 2 on KABC.
It's the mattress sale that'll help you adjust your attitude every night. It's Sit & Sleep's adjustable bed sale this Friday through Monday only.
I don't think I'm going to be able to mentally adjust to this sale, Larry.
We're adjusting prices on every adjustable bed in stock, up to $1,300 off. Adjustable beds aren't for just people with gray hair. They're for anyone who wants the freedom to sit up and read or watch TV, sleep with your head raised to reduce snoring, or put your feet up to take the pressure off your lower back.
This adjustable sale is breaking my back, Larry.
Save up to $1,300 on adjustable beds from Simmons, Sealy, and Serta. Even twin-size sets starting at just $7.99.
I better adjust my dosage of medication.
Plus, with your good credit, get 2 years of interest-free financing with your minimum monthly payment.
I'm going to have to adjust my life insurance policy because you're killing me, Larry.
So don't miss Sit & Sleep's adjustable bed sale this Friday through Monday only. Sit & Sleep will beat anyone's advertised price or your mattress is free. Now open in San Clemente.
Dr. Stephen Foreman on cancer and City of Hope.
So the exciting work we're doing right now has to do with how to use the immune system to treat cancer. And that therapy is being used for diseases that, who would have guessed, melanoma, lung cancer, leukemia, lymphoma. And in our program, we're trying to extend this to many other diseases, prostate, pancreas, breast, ovary, cervix, brain. To make not just surgery, radiation chemotherapy part of what people get, but maybe immune therapy is part of their therapy and maybe the only therapy they get. And I think that is the new frontier for us, and it addresses the patient's question, what can my immune system do to help get me well? And we're saying, you know, we think you're right, and we think we have some things that will hopefully be good for you.
City of Hope is a world leader in cancer research and treatment. Our doctors and scientists turn laboratory breakthroughs into treatments that outsmart cancer. Find out more at cityofhope.org. City of Hope, the miracle of science with soul.
KABC does traffic first in the forest when you need it most. A little bit of good news. 5 northbound at Paramount. The problem we're having there is pretty much cleared. It's still slow because it's the 5 northbound. 71 southbound approaching Pine open now. 105 westbound. We talked about the problem at Nash. That doesn't look to be a big problem. At Lakewood, it's a little slow on the 105 westbound from Bellflower to around Paramount, but nothing to go out of your way to avoid. Just be ready. Only KABC has traffic first on the forest. Next report coming up at 10:44. I'm John Wolfe, 790 KABC.
You don't have to be uncomfortable, and I don't mean financially. I mean indigestion. Well, it can cause indigestion if you're uncomfortable financially. Indigestion, fullness, bloating, gas. I mean, do something about it for you, the person behind you. If you're 35 years old and you eat dinner and you have to unbuckle your pants after dinner like your grandfather, Call Natron. Get some healthy Trinity, will you? It provides powerful digestive support for your entire GI tract. It's got 30 billion colony-forming units to reduce the effects of the things I just mentioned. It's gluten-free, recommended by doctors by name, and it's potent, and it will get to where it has to go, your GI tract. A lot of the other stuff, the other probiotics, don't even get there. They're destroyed before they even reach it. You got nothing to lose because they have a money-back guarantee. So call right now for your 90-day risk-free trial of Natron's Healthy Trinity. Plus, the first 50 callers get free second-day delivery. Call toll-free 866, the number 4, Natron. That's toll-free 866, the number 4, N-A-T-R-E-N. Or visit Natron.com, enter promo code Peter for your 90-day risk-free trial.
Here's your 790K ABC market check, and U.S. stocks getting hammered today after crude oil fell below $30 a barrel for the first time since 2003. Of course, that's when the U.S. invaded Iraq, and the Dow is down 464 points. NASDAQ's off 157 points. S&P 500 in the red by 52. KABC El Nino Watch will have partly cloudy skies today, highs near 60. Partly cloudy again tomorrow and Sunday, highs will be in the mid-60s. We do have a 40% chance of rain Monday night and Tuesday. Right now, 56 at LAX, 56 in Santa Ana, 58 in downtown Los Angeles. Weekday mornings, right before Doug and T-Ray, check out Today in LA at 4:30, a simulcast of our news partner NBC4 here on Talk Radio 790. I'm Jeff Whittle, Talk Radio 790, KABC News.
Let's listen now.
Don't just listen. Be a part of the show.
Hello, who is this?
Call us at 800-ABC-KABC.
800-222-5222.
Talk Radio 790 KABC. Peter Tilden at 10 continues. I'll take your calls. I'll also play a couple more clips because I don't assume that everybody saw the debate last night. I got the Donald talking to Nikki Haley in the audience. Marco Rubio going after Cruz on his record, which I thought was a good point. He really scored there. And Chris Christie made me laugh responding to Marco Rubio. Interesting debate. Rich, what's your take?
Well, I just disagree with what your guest had to say regarding the Trump and Cruz exchange. I think we have a tendency in these debates to treat them like a game show instead of with the seriousness that they deserve. And, did Trump make some points? I guess if you're listening on a superficial level, yes. But, Senator Cruz was not insulting New Yorkers. He was stating something that we all know to be true. In a very liberal area, they vote liberally most of the time. He never said that no conservative ever came out of New York. He said that it's not known for that. I live in California. I have friends all over the country who call this wackyfornia and all kinds of things because they think we're way too liberal. Guess what? Most of the people here are liberal. They're right.
If you break down the numbers, it depends on where you're looking. First of all, in Southern California, that's number one. But and yes, we are more liberal. Look at our elected officials here. What Cruz was trying to do, and I don't want to be in the position of defending Dr. Graham, because remember I said I thought Ted Cruz did well last night. He also dominated. He had 18 minutes of talk time. His face was on there more than anybody. What he was really doing was going after Donald in Donald's record in a way, saying, you know what? You're a liberal New Yorker. You've been liberal. You voted liberal. Your friends are liberal. How all of a sudden are you conservative? So that's where he went. He was on the defensive last night. I thought he did well. I thought he's a smart guy, if nothing else, really, really smart guy. But I don't know how it's going to translate into the numbers. I thought in listening to Dr. Graham, I thought he was right, though, that Donald did extremely well last night. And I think he could have converted some people, taken some people to his side of the debate.
Look, I agree with you that he did well. I think it was Trump's best performance of the debate so far.
Yep.
However, I think it was false indignation when he went on that whole diatribe about smelling the death in the air. Look, we're all Americans. We all hurt. I still hurt from 9/11, all right? And I'm sure Ted Cruz does too. But, this idea that Ted Cruz insulted all New Yorkers, I don't think it's real.
To your point, because I hear what you're saying, my point this morning when I came in was I thought Donald did well, I thought Cruz did well, I thought Rubio did well. My biggest complaint, and I said it to my wife when I was watching the debate, now that the field's whittled down, I thought we'd hear much more substance. And when you're and to your point, the points that they argued about were comments about New York. They weren't the substantive points. And people don't want to hear the wonk stuff. They started going to talking about China somewhat in depth, and people get bored. They want to hear the attacks about, you said this about me, I said this about you. If I had one big complaint about the debate last night, it was that Neil Cavuto and Maria, what's her name, Bartiromo?
Bartiromo, yeah.
didn't force the candidates off their talking points enough. That instead of saying, hey, answer the question, that's not what I asked, they let them go too many times back to their talking points. And I thank you, Richard. Very good point. Let me go to Paul. Paul, what do you want to say?
Hey, hi, Tillman. Hey, well, I thought Marco Rubio is the candidate that's going to be the one to shine. You know, at the end of the debate, you know, each candidate has their final remarks.
Yep.
And then after that, you know, the people applaud. You know, they get their cheers. And by far, I noticed by far that Rubio got the loudest cheer from all the candidates. And I just like the way his young energy. He looks straight into the microphone, and I really feel. I just want somebody to win from the Republican Party, and I only feel that it's going to be Rubio. His young look. He's a good-looking dude. He looks right for the job. You know, that's the guy.
So you don't want an ugly. So your qualifier is you just don't want an ugly troll as a president.
No, you know, it's a little bit of everything. But just
I'm kidding. I'm kidding. He did well. First of all, the audience applause. You never know how stacked the deck is in the audience. You don't know who's there, why. You know what I mean? So that's don't go by that reaction. He did have. Here's what he did. I'll play a clip for you, Paul. I'm going to say goodbye, but I'll play the clip. That Rubio had a big score on last night. And yes, he did very well last night. He usually sounds much more scripted. He knew his stuff, but here's one of the moments last night.
You used to support a 500% increase in the number of guest
going
workers.
After Ted Cruz.
Now you say that you're against it. You used to support legalizing people that were here illegally. Now you say you're against it. You used to say that you were in favor of birthright citizenship. Now you say that you are against it. And by the way, it's not just on immigration. You used to support TPA. Now you say you're against it. I saw you on the Senate floor flip your vote on crop insurance because they told you it would help you in Iowa. And last week we all saw you flip your vote on ethanol in Iowa for the same reason. That is not consistent conservatism. That is political calculation. When I'm president, I will work consistently every single day to keep this country safe, not call Edward Snowden, as you did, a great public servant. Edward Snowden is a traitor. And if I am president and we get our hands on him, he is standing trial for treason.
I'm cutting him off for time. Basically, he finished, and Cruz responded by saying, I see that you've studied your opposing research. And he said, it's not research. It's your record. And the audience went crazy in that. Talk Radio 790 KABC. We'll be right back.
It's the mattress sale that'll help you adjust your attitude every night. It's Sit and Sleep's adjustable bed sale this Friday through Monday only.
I don't think I'm going to be able to mentally adjust to this sale, Larry.
We're adjusting prices on every adjustable bed in stock, up to $1,300 off. Adjustable beds aren't for just people with gray hair. They're for anyone who wants the freedom to sit up and read or watch TV, sleep with your head raised to reduce snoring, or put your feet up to take the pressure off your lower back.
This adjustable sale is breaking my back, Larry.
Save up to $1,300 on adjustable beds from Simmons, Sealy, and Serta. Even twin-size sets starting at just $799.
I better adjust my dosage of medication.
Plus, with your good credit, get 2 years of interest-free financing with your minimum monthly payment.
I'm going to have to adjust my life insurance policy because you're killing me, Larry.
So don't miss Sit and Sleep's adjustable bed sale this Friday through Monday only. Sit and Sleep will beat anyone's advertised price or your mattress is free. Now open in San Clemente.
It's clearance time at Royal Gems because it's January. This is Peter Tilden, of course, and you're going to save big. Stupid big savings. Again, Mitch has his four master craftsmen there who make stuff every day. They import diamonds. They make the settings. Guess what? It saves you big money, and right now they're blowing the stuff out. There's never a middleman. Every day you save 30 to 50%. Right now you save even more. They have repairs in-house in 45 minutes or less while you watch and wait. And they want you to watch and wait because these guys get bored. They also have great buys on wedding rings and earrings and bracelets and pendants. Try and stump them. Bring something in. Draw it on a piece of paper. Then say, Mitch, can you make this? And the Four Master Craftsman will say yes. And he'll say they were talking to me. Kidding. They can do it in store while you wait most of the time. And they're going to save you huge money. They're not like any other jewelry store. Royal Gems, they're in Topanga Canyon at Oxnard Street, San Fernando Valley, Woodland Hills Promenade Mall. The phone number, 818-347-7974. But don't call it. Go see them in person because those Master Craftsmen and Mitch are just waiting to save you a whole lot of money on everything.
KABC does traffic first on the 4s when you need it most. Brought to us this time by Smart and Final. 405 northbound, heavy traffic from Florence up to Santa Monica Boulevard. Southbound side now thick from Burbank Boulevard, almost all the way down there. Just to Wilshire, it starts to open up. 210 eastbound, slow from Santa Anita over to Myrtle. And 91 eastbound at Lakeview, this might be left over from last week's storms, a yellow paddle in the road. Now through January 19th, save $4 instantly when you purchase four participating products at Smart and Final. Choose from selected Progresso Soups, DiGiorno or Tombstone Pizza, Yoplait or Dan and Coffee Mate Creamers, Capri Sun Family Packs, Tide Detergent, and more. See store or smartandfinal.com for complete details. Only KABC has traffic first on the fours. Next report coming up at 10:54. John Wolf, 790 KABC.
Hi, Larry Miller. I'll call you after the show. I know I was supposed to call you last night, but I fell asleep. Hey, it's the mattress sale that'll help you adjust your attitude each and every night. It's Sit and Sleep's adjustable bed sale. Save up to $1,300 in adjustable beds from Simmons, Sealy, and Serta. Even twin-size adjustable beds start at just $799. Plus, get 2 years interest-free financing. Don't miss a sale that'll adjust your attitude each and every night. It's today through Monday only. It's Sit and Sleep's adjustable bed sale. And, of course, Sit and Sleep will beat anyone's advertised price, or your mattress is free.
Chef Jamie Gwen here. You might know us as that place where you stock up. Well, we are that. And today, so much more. Introducing the new Smart and Final. You can still stock up with thousands of club sizes, but now pick up your groceries for the week at prices lower than other grocery stores. No wonder everyone from moms and dads to office managers and even restaurant pros like me love it here. There's fresh, locally sourced produce, organics, restaurant quality meats, great low prices on wine, beer, and spirits too. So come shop it all at the ultimate warehouse and supermarket, the new Smart and Final, where they offer value, convenience, and quality. And what else would you want from a supermarket? Warehouse and market, friend and neighbor. That's the new Smart and Final. Find a store near you at smartandfinal.com.
This announcement is for every man tired of waking up multiple times a night to use the bathroom. By calling now, preferred customers can get a free bottle of GoFlow Prostate with ingredients shown to help reduce those annoying nighttime bathroom visits. The GoFlow Prostate Challenge is available by responding to this advertisement. If lines are busy, try again. Because the GoFlow Free Bottle Challenge is exclusive, it's not available in drugstores. GoFlow Prostate was formulated by Dr. Mitchell Fleischer with ingredients shown to support an aging prostate. GoFlow helps to increase flow when you go and helps to stop it when you sleep. We challenge you to try your first bottle of GoFlow absolutely free because we know you'll be amazed by the results. Just pay shipping and processing. Dial 1-800-667-5348. That's 1-800-667-5348. This is a limited-time offer. One free bottle per household. Call now. Dial 1-800-667-5348. That's 1-800-667-5348.
Lights, cameras, and action!
Coming up on the next Drive Home with Jillian Barbary and John Phillips, we'll find out if all the latest Oscar drama has rattled Hollywood.
I can't wait to see these movies, and Scott Mance will talk about what's opening up this weekend.
Live and local right after Dr. Drew and Psycho Mike right here on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
And cut! That was perfect. Let's do it again.
A little Brad Paisley. Let this play for a second. Talk Radio 790 KABC. They say celebrity deaths happen in threes. Bowie. Alan Rickman, the actor. And now, really, Grizzly Adams. Are those? Is that the three? Does Grizzly Adams count as the third one, Dan Haggerty? I didn't realize he was 74 years old. You know, I hope they didn't tell the bear. He will be really upset. Michael, talk to me.
Yeah, hey, Peter. Yeah, I want to talk about how they approach China. You remember the Saturday Night Live skit when the Chinese leader and Obama had a powwow, and at the end, you know, they put up the two podiums, and Obama says, "Well, we had a great meeting," blah blah blah, and then the Chinese leader says, "Yeah, we had a great meeting," and he didn't bring up once the money you owe us.
Right.
You know. So anyway, so you know, Bill Clinton was on C-SPAN a few years ago, and he said that the U.S. government gets up 365 days a year and calls China for money. Okay, I feel like my Social Security comes from China. But anyway, they got beer muscles last night, and they're going to come down on China and just, like, crush them unless they do what we want. Now, how do you do that? We owe them so much.
Well, here's, it's not even that. The joke used to be, somebody said, what do? We borrow from communists, capitalists borrow from communists to try and defeat, the ISIS of the world, to fight battle in the Middle East. It's not so simplistic. They brought up, if you didn't see the debate last night, Donald brought up tariffs and we're going to crush China and we're going to talk to them. The funny thing is all his friends are building studios in China and trying to do business in China. And, you know, American companies are looking at that global market and saying, forget the movie market over here. We want the movie. That's billions of movie tickets. That's billions of buckets of popcorn. Are you kidding me? So, yeah. I know you don't have a great record on human rights, but we'll look the other way right now because we want that and we want this and we want that. So, yeah, it's not a simplistic answer of I'm going to crush them and I'm going to take them down. And then when they start getting into that wonkishness, because they started talking about tariffs and it got into a huge discussion of tariffs and how we're going to do it, and people disagreed with Donald, it's hard for the average person who's listening to that to kind of wade through that and figure out how do you put pressure on China? What do you do?
Didn't you think Bush was more pragmatic about his? He was more logical.
I got to tell you what, I thought Jeb Bush had a very good night last night. He was smart. He was measured, and unfortunately or fortunately, it's not going to make a difference. He's got too much going against him. The Bush name, number one, and number two, that he didn't pop until now. And the problem is, one of the last callers said it. People do watch it like a game show, and they forget that somebody on that stage is going to have answers to a lot of these multi-leveled solutions. It's very, very difficult. By the way, what happened to Ben Carson last night? What was that? I felt badly for him. If you didn't hear last night, I interviewed his wife. Very nice lady. They met at Yale, really smart. And I said, does he get bothered by the debates? Does he get thrown or pressured? And she goes, this is a man who stands over a child's brain for 15 hours working on an artery that you can't even see, that's under a microscope, and can't burp, fart, cough, sneeze, can't let his blood pressure go up. He's got to be that controlled. That's who he is. But I watched him last night, and I thought, he was talking about how we're going to be cyber-attacked, and it's going to take down our grid, as if no one's ever discussed that before, and he just realized it. It was sad. It was kind of sad, and I think he's kind of almost done, put a fork in it, don't you think?
Yeah.
Pretty bad. Michael, thank you for the call. Talk Radio 790 KBC.
We are living in unprecedented times. If ever there was a time to attend a free Money Matters retirement seminar, it is now. If you're retired or retiring soon and can't afford a stock market loss like 2008, you can't afford to miss this event. Choose Tuesday, January 26th, Pasadena, Wednesday, January 27th, Woodland Hills, Thursday, January 28th, Manhattan Beach, or Saturday, January 30th in Orange. Clients that followed Ken Maripe's advice were out of the stock market in 2008. Please reserve now at moneymatters.net. That's moneymatters.net.
Do you or a loved one suffer from Parkinson's disease? If so, you may be eligible for a clinical research study at a state-of-the-art research facility in Long Beach. According to the National Institute of Health, at least 500,000 people in the United States are believed to suffer from Parkinson's disease, and those numbers will soar in the coming years as the population gets older. CNS and its dedicated staff are currently conducting a clinical research study for Parkinson's disease. If you have been diagnosed with Parkinson's disease, please consider getting involved. No medical insurance is necessary. Qualified participants receive study-related medical care and investigational study medication at no cost and may be compensated for time and travel. For more information, call CNS today at 844-310-3030 or visit them at cnstrial.com/pd. CNS, searching for a cure together. Call CNS today, 844-310-3030. That's 844-310-3030.
KABC does traffic first in the fours when you need it most. Getting a report down on the south side. A fatality. 5 southbound Alicia Parkway with the Camp Pendleton Fire Department responding. We'll check for a backup on that. 134 westbound around Harvey Drive. A stalled blue car in the road with the hazard lights on. And 101 westbound going on to the 405 northbound. Careful, there's metal shelf in the right lane and a lot of cars swerving. You make that move. Only KABC has traffic first on the fours. Next report coming up at 11:04. John Wolf, 790 KABC.
McIntyre here. For years, you've heard me describe Newport Beach Plaza as 5-star assisted living less than a half mile from the ocean. Well, now I'm joined by Russell, an actual resident at Newport Beach Plaza. Hi, Russ.
Hello, Doug. Thank you for coming by.
So I understand you just came from a fitness class. Clearly, I haven't. Well, how was it?
Wonderful. We have a real blessing here. We have this guy, Sean, who's a kinesiologist, which is a sort of a new science. and he does a really good job.
Fitness classes, movies, an entertainment lounge with a piano and fireplace, local excursions to museums and the beach. What else can you tell us about life at Newport Beach Plaza?
The food is outstanding. The quality is excellent, and there's a good variety. They do a really good job in the dining room.
Thanks for your time, Russell. Living better than ever at Newport Beach Plaza. Call 949-645-6833 to schedule a tour today. That's 949-645-6833. And make sure you say hi to Russell.
It's the mattress sale that'll help you adjust your attitude every night. It's Sit and Sleep's adjustable bed sale this Friday through Monday only.
I don't think I'm going to be able to mentally adjust to this sale, Larry.
We're adjusting prices on every adjustable bed in stock, up to $1,300 off. Adjustable beds aren't for just people with gray hair. They're for anyone who wants the freedom to sit up and read or watch TV, sleep with your head raised to reduce snoring, or put your feet up to take the pressure off your lower back.
This adjustable sale is breaking my back, Larry.
Save up to $1,300 on adjustable beds from Simmons, Sealy, and Serta. Even twin-size sets starting at just $799.
I better adjust my dosage of medication.
Plus, with your good credit, get 2 years of interest-free financing with your minimum monthly payment.
I'm going to have to adjust my life insurance policy, because you're killing me, Larry.
So don't miss Sit and Sleep's adjustable bed sale this Friday through Monday only. Sit and Sleep will beat anyone's advertised price, or your mattress is free. Now open in San Clemente.
Luck can be a lady. Tonight.
If you're a dumb luck ticket buyer, I'm totally with you. Throw a buck down there, get a Slim Jim, a Slurpee, and a ticket, knock yourself out, because magic could strike. Who knows? Every once in a while, one in 292.2 million comes up. But if you're one of these people that's rubbing Buddha's belly and swinging your chakras and you're buying $3,000 worth of tickets because you think it gives you an edge, you're an idiot!
McIntyre in the morning!
With Terry Ray Elmer. Mornings at 5 on 790 KABC.
Talk Radio 790 KABC. KABC, the LA Kings, and the Team LA Store give you a chance at Kings gear. Be the ninth caller right now at 800-222-5222. You'll win a Kings scarf and a beanie combo set by Reebok. From the Team LA Store at Staples Center and online at theteamlastore.com, your Kings merchandise headquarters. Plus, you'll be in the running for a $1,000 shopping spree at the end of the LA Kings season. So ninth caller right now, 800-222-5222. And also, I want to discuss next hour Sean Penn. He has given an exclusive interview. Charlie Rose flew out here to Santa Monica and sat down with Sean Penn last night. And Sean Penn revealed some things about his interview with El Chapo. And Kate Del Castillo's interview with El Chapo. And I want to get your sense, your take, if you think Sean is making up his reason, his intent for meeting with El Chapo. Is it one of those where I did it, and here's the BS answer I'm going to give of why I did it? Because he is now saying that he failed in his mission. That, yes, he met El Chapo, but the reason he met El Chapo and the benefit to humanity for him meeting El Chapo has not been realized. So he looks at the meeting and risking his life going into the jungles of who knows where. He wasn't blindfolded, but 7-hour drive in a truck to who knows where in the middle of who knows what to meet with El Chapo. He risked his life. She risked her life, although I think more so she risked saying no to El Chapo. Where no means no, because I think he wanted to get into her pants so bad. And I'm hearing reports, no, he was paternal toward here. He was acting like a father. Yeah, most fathers want to sit there with their daughters and drink tequila. I don't think so. I think we know what El Chapo wanted. But I'll tell you why Sean Penn felt that his meeting with El Chapo was a failure and what his message, what the message you want to get out, what he felt it should have been and why it's been overlooked. And I'll take your calls as far as whether you think he's full of it or not. 800-222-5222 when Peter Tilden at 10 continues right after this.